Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082 657 2729.
Yena usigcine kwathi kwabalapha, usigcine kwathi kwabalapha, usigcine kwathi kwabalapha, thina simethe bile.
Be encouraged this morning, my family, be encouraged. Good morning, Mam Lenki. Good morning, Mamfana. Good morning to you, Mamkhawkhelo. Siyabulela bazalwane ngemithandazo namhlanje ekuseni, praying for the nation and just bringing us applications before the Lord on a Sunday morning. A little bit unorthodox, but we have the responsibility and the duty to praise the Lord anyway. And so we're making way now for our conversation with Utata Sandile Swana here on Let's Praise Him. And we continue, you know, with the topic that we've been running with throughout the year, training men for generational impact. And today we want to explore, Bazalwane, the tension between one's gifting, a child's gifting, or the gifting of somebody in your household as a man, social and material security versus economic skills demand. And really what we want to really uncover is, how does a man train or even disciple members of his family in the case where the member of the family would like to embark on an economic activity or a stream of work that is completely outside of the need of the economy. So this means that if it's outside of the need of the economy, this means that the demand is going to be low. They are unlikely going to be able to make the kind of living that will help them sustain and begin to build some kind of wealth base for themselves. So how then does Otata, you know, train abantwana when umntana says, actually, you know what, I want to go and fly kites for a living, you know? And you're thinking, hey, and then, like, how are you going to make things, you know, work? So that's what we want to understand, and Odada's going to be answering these questions. There's a report that we were actually looking at, and I don't even know if under these circumstances we'll be able to give it justice. But there's an anthropologist, Hannah Dawson, who did a lot of research over, I think, a 10-year period in the community of Zandspruit, looking at specifically men between the age of 18 and 44 years old. And these are the men statistically who are carrying the burden of unemployment, especially here in our country. And so what she found is that this particular pool of young men deliberately shift from formal employment to self and often informal employment. And she also found that these entrepreneurial pursuits, my family, often hinge on the most basic business ventures, like your car washes. And and when we say basic, we're not saying that it's not sufficient, but we're saying that they don't go beyond, you know, the immediate low-hanging fruit that is available to them. And the reason behind that is going to shock you. It is because they are looking for social acceptance. It is because they don't want to go beyond the norm. They don't have it within them, you know, to break forth and to break through the limitations that have been placed before them. And so the question that I need to help us with this morning is, how does a man train members of his household with the kind of skill outside the technical skill, like your emotional quotient skills, you know, discipline, perseverance? How does a man train those skills so that a child, regardless of their circumstances, they are able to cross the boundary and move beyond the limiting circumstances that have been placed before them? That's the question that we are answering this morning, my family, together with Odada. Good morning and welcome to you. And welcome to you, Dada. Thank you so much for your time.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Good morning, listeners of Radio Pulpit. My name is Sandy Deswana. We've been talking about fathers making sure that the youth and the children do not neglect their gifts. Paul said to Timothy, do not neglect your gift, Timothy. It came unto you by the laying of the hands of my hands and the hands of the elders. So young people have got gifts. Every young person not only has a gift, but has a calling. In other words, a mission, a task to complete on earth. So this is what we've been discussing. And Ayanda has been asking me a number of questions. So I've decided that let me comment generally on these questions that I have been asked. The first one is that you need to accept that for you to come out of failure and poverty in life, you need to understand your calling, understand your gifts, so that you can make a unique contribution to humanity, that people know that this particular thing, in this particular form, at this standard of quality, we can only get it from so-and-so. So that is important. Number two, as fathers, we have a duty to make sure that we study our children. Each one of them is individual. There is no human being that is almost like the other on earth. They are not. They are totally different. Then as a father, the Bible says you must train each child according to their natural gifts, their natural inclinations, and what they are attracted to, what they are able to concentrate on. So the other thing that we have to pray for ourselves as fathers and as young people, even when we're still little boys and little girls, we need to pray for this, that God gives us the largeness of heart. You know, you can go to university and even pass a master's degree or a PhD. If you don't have the largeness of heart, you will be attracted to things of low value. You know, you will be having a PhD, but you spend the whole of your life working in junior positions and never really becoming a fully productive, shining star, a top performer. So we need to pay for God to give us the largeness of heart, the largeness of vision. So we need that. And the other thing I want to add is that all of us need to be very intentional in developing positive attitudes of productivity, positive attitudes of wealth creation, positive attitudes of abundance and perpetual productivity and prosperity. In other words, you must not be that person who was once prosperous. Now we meet you, you are 65, you are a failure, you live in a shack. Even if you were born in a shack, you must ask God to give you the principles. You know, the Bible says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you on the way that you should go. I pray that prayer every day to say, Lord, give me the largeness of heart. Fill my heart with divine wisdom. Lead me into profit. You know, teach me to profit and lead me in every step that I take. Because I want to live a productive life myself. I want to be an instrument of productivity for my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. So that the people who come under my tutelage, my training, my mentorship, are people who have large hearts, people who have large visions, people who are not afraid of exhausting their energy, exhausting their mental capacities in pursuit of the fullness of the potential that they do have. The other thing I want to say is that there is a minimum amount of time that it takes to a minimum level of of respectable and commendable proficiency. Malcolm Gladwell says it takes 10,000 hours. It will take between five years and 10 years, depending what is going on, with extensive training, extensive reading, extensive coaching, to actually excel in a given area of focus on which God has given you and talented you in, and also in the domain, the space where you are supposed to operate. So for an example, my teachings in the main, and I teach a lot in writing and in speaking as I'm doing now, is focused on African peoples, whether those peoples are on the African continent or anywhere else. It's focused on African peoples, and geographically for now, and I think for the longest part, is focused on the 54 countries that are in Africa, to actually impact people there with my teachings, with my trainings, coachings, advices, and so on and so forth. So you need to know that this is my calling. This is basically the type of people I'm called to deal with. This is the geographic scope of my mission, and so on and so forth. So all that I wanted to introduce today is that we must, in our families, devise strategies in our homes of saying, how do we introduce the spirit of abundance, the spirit of fruitfulness, the spirit of good health, physical health, mental health. So a family and young people must be healthy, wealthy, and fully productive, adding value all the time, and live a life that where fear has been removed. They live a life of faith without fear. So I hope that you will be patient as we go down these roads of learning line by line, precept upon precept, from the scriptures, what God says, how God wants us to develop in order to be instruments that can empower our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, whilst having also developed full capabilities of taking full care of our aging parents and those who are weak within our families, generally, whether they are our siblings or our cousins. So let me stop there. Remember that you cannot be born in a squatter camp and die in a squatter camp and be a veteran of a squatter camp. You must ask God, enlarge your heart, to enlarge your vision, and to give you energies to teach you to profit, so that by the time you die, you have improved from the position of your parents and your circumstances by 10,000 times better. Thank you. The Lord bless you. Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Oh, my family, what a word. What a word. Challenging, very, very uncomfortable to our complacency, challenging both the one that ought to be discipled and the one that ought to disciple, because you can only go so far, you know, without somebody holding your hand and helping you along the way. Thank you, Dada. We will give justice to this conversation when we are live and with everything, you know, in place next week, Sunday, as we close off the month of August. I heard Mam Gaugele saying the last Sunday. Nah. 31 August is the last Sunday. We love you so much this morning, my family. We meet again, you and I, between 4 and 5.30 tomorrow. Of course, the party continues tomorrow. But right now, let's take the blessing and cross over to the rest of our programming here on Radio Pulpit. I know Kathy Van Onselen coming through on Radio Pulpit. Great sounds of music and programming on Radio Pulpit. Jigelele and Hartlank. hope I said that correctly. The Lord really bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, and the Lord give you his peace this morning, where it surpasses all human understanding, in Jesus' mighty name. We love you, my family. Let's meet again tomorrow morning between 4 and 5:30.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Masimdumise rhoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenem. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DStv 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.